This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic State terrorist group said Tuesday, without providing evidence, that it was responsible for a series of attacks in Sri Lanka that killed 321 people and injured hundreds on Easter Sunday. Also Tuesday, the country's Minister of Defense told Parliament the attacks were carried out in retaliation for attacks at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, last month. Oil prices reached a six-month high Tuesday after the Trump administration announced it would no longer exempt countries from U.S. sanctions if they continue to buy Iranian crude oil, a decision aimed at imposing a complete oil embargo on Iran. Waivers granted to eight countries are due to expire on May 2nd. They include the big Iranian crude importers China, India, Japan, Turkey, and South Korea. The European Union is joining those criticizing the U.S. decision to impose the sanctions. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Since President Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal and announced sanctions on importers of Iranian oil, the European Union has put measures in place to sidestep those sanctions, including a way to keep financial supply lines to Tehran open and protect European businesses operating there. A European Commission spokeswoman today expressed regret over the U.S. decision to remove any exemptions to those sanctions, saying it risks further undermining the international effort to stop Iran developing nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, the move has sent global oil prices climbing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Just over a month after a hurricane rocked and devastated part of southeastern Africa, another storm is brewing. A new hurricane forming in the Indian Ocean looks set to strike the Comoros, Mozambique, and Tanzania this week. The storm was less than 200 kilometers north of Madagascar on Tuesday and heading toward the Comoros Islands. This is VOA News. Officials in Somalia say